No wonder all those guys in World War One died.
Hit him with the drum roll. Do we have a drum roll?
It's like
this
orange.
Is good enough.
Do you have a drum roll?
Orange.
I don't think we do.
No. Oh, yellow.
No.
Oh, we don't have a drum roll.
If you hit light blue a lot. If you just.
Dustin, what did you get for Christmas?
We are back. It is like a reunion at the Calm Bounce Fine podcast. I am your ghost host, Harrison, here with Cameron Manarese.
Yeah.
David.
Hello.
Not Dustin.
Yeah, where is he?
The next, the original Manarese brother.
Hi.
Kazimoto.
Manarese.
Hi, everyone.
And we're here. We're watching the Michigan game.
That's right.
Let's do it. Here we go. I'm going to press the button off, okay? Because you just kind of jumped off a cliff. Here we go. Ready? We're here.
True.
Huh?
True.
True. Harrison is back, everybody! Shit. Yes!
Ow!
Lock the door. Ruth doesn't get him back. Yeah, so you're already over it, huh?
She's at a okay. ladies Bible study tonight.
How often?
Like, I can get away.
How often does she use that excuse?
What, the ladies Bible study? Like
She's like, so we could potentially have you every two out of every four episodes.
If it's on Monday, maybe.
Yeah. I think Dustin has class on Tuesdays.
Mm-hmm.
So we could if we.
I have nothing going on in life.
Nothing except that voice crack.
Yeah. Except for going through puberty again.
Yeah. It's tough. Kaz, what's your life been like?
Busy.
You got to have one really in the chamber busy. There, man. You have one in the chamber.
Well, Christmas was good.
And yes.
Oh, yay.
Christmas was good. And yeah. Then work's been busy. We've been, you know, doing it, you know, staying busy.
Building.
Building. Putting stuff together.
Tearing stuff apart, putting stuff together, call it construction. So it's been a while, Harry. It's been a while since me and David have been together, right? Before Christmas?
Yeah.
Before Christmas, and then we had the Brian Bates episode, which, flip you, Brian.
We're going to throw it out there.
The views of Cameron do not reflect the opinions of everyone else on the podcast.
Yeah, Brian, what happened to the... We gave you our merch. We gave you a sign that Harrison sent us. We gave him the sign of Jesus dribbling, crossing up the devil.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we gave it to him.
Oh,
so, if you watch the podcast, you'll see that. But we gave him a shirt for everyone on the Nate Lane crew. We brought him into our loving arms.
Mm-hmm.
We gave him a platform. We made him who he is. And he goes on his show and doesn't say one word.
So we don't made even, him
like we don't even exist.
Well, there's evidence that he has met us at least once.
Yeah, I'm tagging him in this video at Brian Bates.
Get him back one way or another.
Yeah, that's it. Hey, send us our shirts back, Brian.
Why? I'm not gonna wear it.
No, I can sell them. That was dipping in the barrel there. I saved those for the day. That I bet he didn't even give them to the guys, but who cares? We're gonna own his podcast one day. All right, he's gonna say this episode.
Confidence is key.
He's gonna open up. Hello, this is a Nate Lamb podcast of a podcast of the Calm Down. It's Fine
Productions. Hashtag goals.
Hashtag goals. All right. So yeah, I got in a wreck.
Yeah, you sent me a picture of that.
Totaled my truck, yeah. My really? Truck, right, yeah. My F-350. I got hit in the back going. It was Monday. So we recorded on Sunday with Brian Bates. And I got hit on Monday. I was turning into a job.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah. Happy New Year. Happy broke neck. I was turning into a job, and I had unhooked my trailer, left it at the job, went to go get some material, was coming back. And I was turning. I was like down to 10 miles an hour. And this guy hit me at 55 in the back. Just spun my truck all through the field.
What did you hit you with?
F-150. I had the F-350. His truck just demolished. I mean, demolished. Mine, it's totaled, but it, I mean, the...
It was just the bed's messed up,
yes,
essentially?
Yes, the frame is bent.
Okay.
The frame was bent, but... all my materials out, just flown in the field. Everything's all over the road. And then I went out in the field, picked up the material, and went back. Went and walked up to the job, finished it before I went home. And then my wife had to come pick me up. But
Nikki got rear-ended by.
I'm good. Thank
a guy
you. I'm
well.
Fine. Yeah, I'm fine. Don't. I'm
well,
fine.
I can tell you're sitting here. Like
his emotional well-being,
yeah.
Though.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Could be
what's
damaged.
It called? Yeah.
Your mental health.
Well, my mental health.
Your PTSD.
And my, no.
Pain and suffering.
That's it.
Mm.
I would have went with pain and suffering. Yeah. But okay.
Yeah. Nikki got rear-ended as well, and it was funny.
Well,
you can't put a monetary value on pain and suffering.
No, it's actually my neck is pretty sore. So. It is.
Soon for all it's worth.
I mean, 45 miles an hour is. That's
55.
But he was going. But you were going 10. So,
okay. Yeah.
You know, I did the math.
Is that how it works?
Your neck was braced for at least 10 of those miles.
Yeah, my seat went woof to the floor. To
well,
the
I'm
back.
Saying, I'm saying. So he didn't hit you with 55 miles pounds of force. Yeah,
and it wasn't full with, direct. It was on this angle too, so you had to take that in consideration.
Yeah.
I hadn't turned. It was there was no
basically,
turn lane.
I'm trying to tell you to man up.
There was no turn lane. Just straight up, boosh. Total my stinking truck. And then the insurance, of course, they don't want to give you what it's worth. It's like,
right?
So annoying.
Nikki's got a rental right now.
Because, she got hit?
Yeah, she got rear-ended. And this is so funny. The guy.
You can ask her how her well-being is.
Yeah, how's her pain and suffrage?
I didn't ask. So no, she's fine. But it wasn't as bad as you got hit. It messed up the bumper in like the back like panel there by the hatch, but. The guy gets out of the car and walks up to her, and he's like, "Can you not call the police? I have a warrant out."
Oh my goodness!
And Nikki was like, "I'm already on the phone, right?" So I'm like, "No," I was like, "I'm not. We're not playing games with a sketchy guy." So
he's just like,
"No." So they're sitting there. They're sitting there, and I'm on the phone with her, and the guy is pacing back and forth. She's sitting in the car, Police officer shows up, and this guy beelines to the police officer. Nikki's just sitting in the car, waiting for the cop to come up to her car. And
wait, who's sitting in the
how
car?
Does he beeline?
Nikki is sitting in her car.
Right.
How does he beeline to the cop?
Yeah. He runs to the cop.
But sits in his own car?
No. Yeah. He gets out of his car, runs to the cop.
Yeah.
She's sitting in her car.
Because of course he was pacing, and then
he was pacing. Uh-huh. She was sitting in the car because yeah. He's worried
he's
that the cops come.
Faith. He just opened up the back door.
Yeah. So
hey, you all right, Todd? Good to see you again.
Good to see you again, man.
So
how's your Christmas?
So
wife and kids, all right?
Yeah. So she called the police. She said he smelled like marijuana, like the whole nine. He runs to the car to the cop. She rolls down her window to like eavesdrop, and she can't hear what he's saying, but she hears the cop go. So let me get this straight. You don't have a license. This isn't your car. And Nikki's just like, oh, I'm so glad I called the cop. Because this guy's like, obviously he's going to be sketchy about
he's
it.
He's the type of guy that rear-ends people.
So then he gives Nikki like the insurance information, stuff like that. Come to find out, that wasn't even his insurance information.
Did they cover it though?
So they got the insurance through the guy's dad.
Right, mm-hmm. Which makes sense.
Right. So the guy's dad ends up getting Nikki's phone number and is like, can we settle this like outside of insurance? And Nikki's like, what do I do? And I was like, you go through insurance. I was like, we're not dealing with this. This is what insurance is for. I'm not going to be going back and forth. And then they're like, oh, it's going to cost however much to repair your car. And the guy's like, oh, I'm not paying that. I was like, nah, we're just gonna go through it. So Nikki's phone was like blowing up. The guy's freaking out because there's a warrant. Please don't call the cops. And Nikki's like,
did he get arrested? What happened to the guy?
No, she the cop. I'm assuming that maybe the warrant is in New Jersey or something because the cop was just like, you can't drive this car away, like because you don't have a license. You have law issues. So
an extradite. Yeah.
Nah, she was just like, you got to get a ride home and somebody's got to come pick this car up. So we dropped Nikki's car off or Nikki dropped it off this morning.
You're getting it fixed, or are you gonna?
Yeah, just gonna repair it. Yeah, yeah. And she's got a Dodge Charger. I was like, let me drive it.
Yeah.
And she was like, insurance didn't put you on the rental. And she was like, if something happens, then we get in trouble.
She said, sorry, my kid's not on the
OnePlus.
So I'm just gonna take it and drive it when she's
driving in the driveway. Boom, 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 back and forth. Yeah, dude, it rocks.
Boom. Burnouts in the driveway. Like,
open up your garage, back it in, and then just.
just revving it in neutral in the driveway.
Get lightheaded because I forgot to open the garage door.
You're just in there, out, and it's just red. And you're just.
Oh man.
So, yeah, dude. But honestly, I'm glad she's okay. That's great. Was it a stoplight?
Yeah, she was on her way home from work, and she was in traffic in Middletown. And, I mean, it's like standstill traffic. So she was like, it's not like we were going and then we stopped. She was like, we were like, just go stop. And she said she was sitting there and then the guy just, boom. She was like, what?
Yeah, like, that's so annoying. Yeah, I was pretty shocked. It actually rocked me really. Like, I did go to the ER and they said I had whiplash and a concussion. And it made so much sense like a day later because I called my dad. And I was out in the middle of the road. What's that?
How many fingers?
14. I called my dad, and I was out in the middle of the road. Traffic was stopped because he was dead center. Like, his spun out in the middle of the road. Mm-hmm. I was picking up stuff out of the road. I called dad. The wind.
What's
expensive?
He's like,
what are you doing? I'm like, I'm picking up stuff out of the road. And I'm like, why was I out in the middle of the road? Leave it. Like, nothing was clicking. I was like,
lumber prices are expensive, dude. You pick that up.
It wasn't even, like, I had a ladder, I had a tow strap, I had just all kinds of random stuff that was just flown everywhere. And but then I was like, why did I even go back in the house and put it, because it was just like a tiny piece of trim.
Integrity.
I literally had to leave to go repair just a tiny little, and somebody had got stuck earlier that day at the job, and I spent like an hour trying to pull them out with my truck, and that's one of the reasons I had to unhook and didn't have my trailer on.
If it hit my trailer, it's that guy's fault.
So it was just, it was stupid. But it's all. And then we got a rental truck. I didn't even get to drive it because we have just like an old spare truck. You can see it out there.
Mm-hmm.
So the rental truck comes, and we were gone the week after Christmas. So it was just sitting. And then they totaled my truck, and they had to have theirs back like 3 days. So it was brand new, like Dodge Hemi or Dodge Cummins. And then I didn't even get to hook it up to my trailer. I was like,
now I'm in neutral, driving in the driveway.
And it was enough about us. You guys have heard a lot about us. Harry, how's the how's the wedded life? Yeah. How's the old ball and chain?
So, on the top of your ball and chain, there was we were doing a New Year's Eve, the church has a New Year's Eve like game show thing, and like the families dress up at Toll Ruth. So we went to Boston for the honeymoon, and it was around Halloween time, and I'm like, oh, junk, I forgot to park my Halloween costume. But we were walking around the streets
to
of Boston.
Your
Halloween costume.
How?
I know. No, I make a bigger deal of it. But I guess the excitement of the wedding got me distracted. But we were there in Boston, and there was a like this lady with like this leash thing, and like looked like a prisoner. And then there's this guy, and it's like all black. And like, what is that? And he's like, oh, it's a ball and chain. So I said, hey, Ruth. so I'm like, hey, Ruth, what are your thoughts about if we did this for New Year's, dressing up as a ball and chain?
Ball and chain. Did you?
She was all for it. And my mom's like, we should go dress up together. I'm like, it can't be a funny thing like that. So what we did was we did the...
Wait, what?
Well, it can't be a three...
So you chose your mom over
your wife.
You
can't do a ball and chain. And you, like, how do you incorporate your mom as that?
She could have been the chain.
No, that would have been weird, though. Like, so.
Yeah, well, you didn't have to use your mom.
Well, no, it's like, you know, she's
leaving. It's called leaving Cleve.
Yeah, like, listen, mom,
leaving Cleve. Your mom can just go as like Ebenezer, one of Ebenezer Scrooge's. Yeah, like,
sorry, Miss Heather. You're gonna have to find your own costume.
Yeah,
we ended up doing the whole Dunkin' Donuts.
Love you, Miss Heather. Love you, Miss Heather.
No Dunkin' Donuts, but now.
Oh yeah, you guys did do Dunkin' Donuts, right? Was that for New Year's?
Yeah, it was the New Year's. It was.
So I did see the picture. The picture made me laugh.
Yeah. It was. 80s afro kind of garb and a donut.
Did you put it on Instagram?
I didn't. No.
Oh.
I did put it on Instagram. I put it on a story though.
Yeah, it's gone now.
So.
Oh, what do you got to hide?
Post it. So. Well,
only 24 hours.
So, and then on top of that, so Amanda, Brother Charlie's like niece who's there, every time there's something that goes on, takes a photo and sends it and puts it in the family group text, and Brother Charlie's like, you know, What did I get myself into? Yeah. What did I recommend? What did I send? And I told Pastor Gates, like, I'll be honest, but the child's going to get more and more disappointed in me as the year goes by. So he's just more and more like, oh my goodness, what do we?
So funny.
What do we make? But yeah, what did life?
What we're producing
is wonderful, and it makes me really think like, how did I do this thing?
I know.
like
I know.
Like, wait a minute, what? This is ridiculous.
Life is really hard without a woman. Kaz, you don't know. Life's fine for you right now. It's fine.
I was like, amen, I was just so that. Ignorant. I had no amen. Clue.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's, so.
You know the thing? Like, I learned, now that I got married, I discovered, like, that magic table. Like, where if you just leave stuff on the magic table, like,
yes.
it disappears.
Yeah,
and
it just goes. It leaves.
And then, like...
is that sketch? Have you seen it?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's a sketch where the guy's doing his mom's like, every time I leave something on this table, it just magically disappears. Watch.
His wife's like,
oh, yeah?
He's like, are you kidding me? He's like, no, I'm serious. I didn't believe it at first.
It was stupid. How was Christmas, everyone?
Christmas was good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You gave her a house. You gave her a ring. Did you say, this is too close to Christmas? Like, I am your gift.
Well, Christmas was tough because it was like, hey, Ruth. So, like, leading up to the wedding being in October, you have the whole registry thing. So, anything you kind of are wanting is on the registry. So, it's been kind of months of...
Don't need anything ever now.
Amazon Christmas. Yeah, I'm like, I could have put a PlayStation on there, I suppose. But but I'm like...
Are your in-laws didn't get you one?
No.
No.
So, but,
Watch their daughter's marriage just go straight down the tube.
They're like, we want Ruth to come back home. Give Harry a PlayStation.
The inside joke is my in-laws got me a PS5. So, just nothing says we want you to get divorced.
But like
getting your 28-year-old son-in-law PS4.
Five.
On the
five.
Fragile on the fragile newly five. Married like, at a time sucking video game.
You're creating an addictive habit. right out of the gate.
And that was good. And then so it was like, what do we do? We just got like, all right, hey, what's on your Amazon registry? Surprise. And like, yeah. So that was good. And then we did Christmas at the Gibson side, my mom's side in the morning, then drove up to New Hampshire that day, and then did Christmas there, and then stayed up for like a day or two, and then I drove back. She stayed up there a little bit longer. It was good.
Yeah, man, it's awesome. Yeah, Christmas was busy here as well. Me and my wife did our Christmas on Sunday afternoon, Christmas Eve, because Kason has no idea. We didn't get him anything but an empty box. I'm just joking. We got him that, and we got him something else. He was 7 months old at Christmas, so it's like, you know, he doesn't really know. But he did give us a pretty good reaction on some stuff. Like,
did he at least read the card and say thank
you? He read the card, did not say thank you. So
a lot of coal next year.
Didn't say it.
Didn't say thank you. And my stocking didn't have anything in it from him. Oof. I mean, his mom didn't get anything. I expected him to do something.
Like, when you open up the cards, did he at least, look past the money falling down to keep reading the card?
Disrespect.
I had stuff in my stocking. Mm. He had stuff in his stocking. Kayla had nothing in her stocking.
Wow.
Who's supposed to do that?
Wow.
I mean, Brad. Wow. Anyways,
that's why you gave him the dog breeding bed as a ball pen now.
That?
He said, well,
it might be a whelping pen, but not a dog breeding pen there, Harry.
guess we're not having dogs. I guess Casey can use it.
Yeah. Here it is.
Casey, that's not a ball. It's a leftover from the dog.
You don't know how many times I've thought, that can be the new whelping box. The puppies can't crawl out of that.
Casey just playing with the dog droppings. So yeah. No, stop it.
Don't chew on that. No.
It's funny.
No, so we did Christmas morning at my parents. We got up, went there. What's happening here in Michigan? And then we left there like at 11 and went up to New Jersey and did her grandparents. And then we went to her parents' house, which is in the same house, but upstairs, not in the basement where her grandparents live. That's a brutal situation. The grandparents live in the dungeon in the basement.
Mm-hmm. Is this the same house we were at?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, no, it's the finished basement. So we had three Christmases on Christmas. We got spoiled. So, yep, the Lord is good. And then the week after Christmas, my family, we always go away. So we went to Lancaster, hence the hat, Lancaster. So you guys went to Michigan, right?
No, we went to Connecticut. Oh, yeah. So we went to Connecticut, got up there the day before Christmas Eve.
Oh, wow. That big field goal.
Oh, just barely.
Christmas Eve, we went to church with her parents in the morning, and then they had a big family Christmas Eve thing Sunday night. Christmas Day, just kind of hung out, took it easy, ate some food. So yeah, Nikki got me some awesome stuff for Christmas, as she always does. She's a fantastic gift giver.
Yeah,
what'd she get you?
She got me a new pair of Dunks, Nike Dunks, that I had been eyeing for a while.
Jesus,
huh?
It's the Chosen? We gotta stop watching TV while we're recording.
Look, it's not so often during the championship game that they have it's an open tomb.
This is a commercial for the Chosen.
College football is very religious in the South, though.
Yeah, it's a commercial for the Chosen.
Southern. Oh yes,
You have to give honor to Jesus where you can. It's not, you don't get much honor in these days.
Yeah, they had to pay big bucks for this commercial.
No doubt.
National championship is on, if you haven't figured that out.
Yeah, that's why I'm wearing this.
Michigan.
My brother-in-law, his gift was funny. It was annoying, but it was funny. One, we got him with his Christmas card. Nikki found this card that it's one of those cards where you open it and it plays a song.
Mm-hmm.
So she got him this card. You open it and it plays the Rickroll song.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
We've been Rickrolled before.
Yes.
And the gimmick with this card is that when you close it, the song just keeps playing. And it'll play for 6 hours.
Oh.
When you open it, it goes for 6 hours.
Yeah, it turns on and it does not stop.
Can you break the battery?
Huh?
Can you break the battery?
I mean, you probably could if you destroyed the card.
Which everyone does.
But the card is...
9 times out of 10.
It's not just regular cardstock paper. It's like Teflon stuff. Yeah, it's like the house wrap stuff that you can't just tear up and cut open with scissors and stuff.
You thought about this card.
Yeah, really? This card is
how much was said card?
I don't know. She found it and I was like, yes, buy that.
Hours.
Yeah, 6 hours of never gonna give you up. Never gonna let you. So, right.
Talk about affirmation.
I would just take that and just leave it in front of somebody's house.
So
under their door.
I was like, ha.
I would love for someone just to play it the whole way through and it goes off and like, so 6 hours.
So I'm like, that's when it is. So I'm hours. Like, ha, we got him. We're so funny. He hands me this box for me and Nikki. He goes, Merry Christmas. I open the box, right? Unwrap it, open the box. Oh, look, it's a box within a box.
Oh, no.
Oh.
I was like, all right, here we go. So I open up six different boxes. Get to this box. I open it up, and inside of the box is just... the box is just full of crumpled up $1 bills.
There you go.
And he was like, goodness. He said for the past year, he was like, just like he would take money and he would set it aside for Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
And he'd be like, all right, so I'm going to use this for David and Nikki, this for whatever. And then he thought it would be funny to just take all the money that he had saved up, all of the $1, get them into ones. And then he just just crumpled them up and threw them all into this box. So it took us like 30 minutes to like take out a dollar bill, uncrumple it, lay it on the stack, put a book on top of it so it doesn't fold back up. And I was like, touche.
Was it like 15 bucks?
No, it was 300.
What? What a gift.
Oh, suffering. Oh,
fajita.
Oh, I'm so crumbly. We'll count my money.
If I have to.
Yeah, it's like the most like sob story.
We're gonna
like,
go. We're gonna
$300.
Tell me. Tell me you're not poor by without telling me you're not.
I'm not saying it was a bad gift.
At least $200 and not.
I keep count $250, $251.
I'm not. I'm not saying it was a bad gift. I'm saying the fact that I had to do all that was a solid prank.
I'm gonna buy you one steak or fajita.
Fajitas.
Fajitas, I didn't know one fajita.
I know, you can't
so
get
you a- personally got 300, or was that for you and Nikki?
It's for me and Nikki.
Eh, that's a little light then. Right. 150 you know, piece.
Let's be real. So, I mean, you can't talk about me getting all the crazy stuff, bro. You got PlayStation, all these games. You had three different Christmases.
So I got a PS4, a PS5, three games, Madden, FIFA, or is it the soccer one? And then...
basketball 2K,
yeah, 2K, and an extra controller and a dock.
So in case Kayla wants to play with
controllers.
You,
yes, we're gonna kill our marriage together. Let our son just screaming out, and us just being at gaming.
Give him an iPad, it always helps.
So my father-in-law got me, in addition to that, I don't know if he knew that he bought me that. He did say, as we were opening, he was like, promise me to do your devotions before you play. That's what he said to me, Mike and Travis. It's pretty funny. I'm like, nope. But he
jokes
did
on
say, look
you.
At Michigan going for a TD.
Let's just go.
That's They're the second win. Ones.
Yeah. But he got me golf balls, and he has my face on them, and it says,
really?
Gluten Boy.
That's so funny.
Gluten Boy.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah.
Speaking of Gluten Boy, I guess Dustin's just not coming.
No, he's on his way. He texted me.
Oh.
This guy.
So. But yeah, so everybody, Kazzy, what'd you get?
How was the yield?
I was spoiled. So Dustin, speaking of Dustin, he got me a... Fireman's Axe for Christmas. Which
oh, yes. As you need that.
As
yeah.
one does.
I'm surprised.
I can't believe it's been this late in the game.
I didn't get one for my housewarming gift, and I was kind of bummed out about it.
It's the one thing you need.
Yeah.
And then my mom, bless her heart, got me.
No, your
is
mom.
Is that legitimate, bless your heart? Or?
Oh, no. It's, I mean,
bless my
her you, heart. Are you truly asking God to bless your mother's heart?
Or is this like a southern bless your heart?
Oh, no, feel a jolt from the Lord.
This is not the southern version.
Or is no, like this, a, is like a, this is a genuine blessing of the heart.
Exactly, yes. This okay. is a genuine from my heart to God.
I like that. The biggest, right. the biggest.
And then,
I think I ran through a Walmart right there. It was such a big opening, dude. Like, look at this. Watch, watch. Boom. Like, what?
It's just not a white jersey in sight.
I mean, goodness.
So what'd your mom get you?
So she got me a gas mask. Which I asked for, and then she got me
we're preppers.
Cassie,
emergency
what?
Radios.
Do you know something's about to happen that I don't know?
Does it work?
Oh, yeah, trust me. Dustin helped me set it up.
Did you test it?
Does it oh, work, yeah, though?
It does.
With the gas mask?
Did you test it?
How'd you test it?
How long did you sit in your car with the exhaust pumped into the window?
Revving the engine.
Did you put it underwater?
Did he spray you with pepper spray? Like, what happened?
How are you so confident that it
so
works?
So I just put it on, and the filter
mm-hmm.
has, like, a bottom, has, like, the... Has a thing on the bottom that you take off and you put it on. I
you could
put it
you
on.
Could go to a couple ladies in our church and have them smoke in your face.
True. And then
can't even taste it.
Can you smell the smoke through the gas mask?
I don't
what
know what brand
do,
you.
What you should do at church? Bring the gas back to make them
Actually,
convicted.
I have it in my
make
bag.
Make them really feel bad.
I brought it with me. If you guys want to see,
yeah,
it.
We
that
do.
Smoker's corner.
Absolutely,
of,
go get it.
Smoker's corner.
Gas mask.
You can just Kaz walking out with the. Wonderful air we're breathing, right, ladies? Like,
tell me you're in the South without telling me you're in the South.
Yeah. You can always count on Kaz to have, like, the most unconventional
Show
Christmas
Show and
gifts.
Tell. Yeah. Show and tell.
Just so unconventional.
You got a guerrilla warfare
like
book?
You know the movie Toy Story? Like, the giant...
The army men?
The giant army, like, radio he has? Oh, gorilla... I love fighting gorillas.
Okay, put All it right. on.
There's a gas mask question.
Put it on. It wasn't in question. We just wanted to see it.
Yeah, I wasn't questioning whether or not you had one. What is this?
Yeah, we're laughing at him right now, but you know if
there's... Oh, this is the filter.
If there is a chemical warfare...
In case you... Yeah.
The first thing all of us are thinking of is Cas.
All right, in case you guys were wondering, this is the executive standard, the GB2890-2009.
That looks so cool. Like the
Can you screw it in, Cas?
You know the Call of Duty mission where like they start on the boat? They all have the gas mask on.
All right, turn it on.
What is... This is...
How much does, like, a legit gas mask cost?
It is a legit gas mask, Gary.
You're not screwed in. Yeah. You got to straighten it up.
Pepper spray him. Pepper spray him. Just get a Febreze.
There you go.
What color... What's the scent of this candle?
Look at that guy!
Is it on?
As you can see, it's on.
Yeah,
it is.
Yeah, it's on. He's being sprayed by Febreze. What's the scent, Kaz? Name it. Like? What's it smell like?
Tell him what I'm doing. So Cameron, as soon as Kaz, he got the filter into his gas mask.
I can taste it.
Yeah, I can taste it for sure. So Cameron got a bottle of Febreze and is unloading into Kaz's face.
It's like a tropical sunset.
It's literally, the Febreze is literally dripping off the front of his gas mask. I can taste it.
Look, just because you're facing the apocalypse doesn't mean you can't be clean.
Hot sauce for bread.
Oh my goodness.
What is it like? What was the
Harrison, it's a pleasure. We do a podcast.
Yeah, you should go clean it off, probably.
What was the flavor?
I got crop dust.
Get that guy in here.
Sorry, Kaz. I
seen it. Let me see.
We were just doing Christmas gifts. Tell him what you got. First of all, tell him the biggest thing. All right,
yeah, dude.
It. Well, not the biggest. Not the biggest thing, but the smallest, petite, big thing.
A what?
A Blackstone.
The griddle, outdoor griddle thing. Everybody has them now.
Oh.
Emphasis on stone.
I got a... What did I get? I got a Pitbull smoke rat, and then like everybody's getting Blackstones now.
Is it okay, Kaz?
Wait, do you have a drum roll?
Kaz, I didn't ruin it, did I?
Drum roll is like...
No.
It should survive war.
If that's ruined, no wonder all those guys in World War I died.
Hit him with the drum roll. Do we have a drum roll?
It's like
this
orange.
Is good enough.
Do you have a drum roll?
Orange.
I don't think we do.
No. Oh, yellow.
Nope. No.
Oh, we don't have a drum roll.
If you hit light blue a lot. If you just...
Dustin, what did you get for Christmas?
I got a fiance.
Hey!
Eat this hot sauce.
And Jesus.
Look at that guy go. So proud. They grow up so fast.
Great job, man.
They grow up so fast.
Good job, Michigan.
He just walks in with his Cheez-Its in hand.
I love Cheez-Its. Do you know that?
Yeah.
Yeah, so... And
Oreos.
So you got a fiance.
I am.
Tell us about it.
So her name's Mackenzie.
What? Where is she from?
Same girl.
You mean like go through the whole thing?
I would walk through the engagement.
Give me the cliff notes. You know.
All right. So, I fell
in love with a woman.
I did. I always wanted to propose to her in the back of the church because that was the first time I'd ever talked to her.
Mm-hmm.
So I figured it would be like a start and beginning. You know what I mean?
Yeah. You got to have something.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter if it's in like, you know, anywhere, but you've got to have a story connected. She has to know that you were thinking about something like. I mean,
that's why you have like these guys. They propose like at these baseball games, and like this was like the guy's dream. This was never the girl was never like, man, I hope he proposes. The Braves are doing great
now,
Kaz.
I kind of feel bad.
Well, it smells better than he does.
I doused it.
I wish I had a gas mask back on.
Yeah, dude, you spent so much.
I gassed him. Do you think it'd be all right if I continue with my story?
Yes, go.
Sure,
I'm invested.
All right, thanks, man. Look at this thing.
I know. Let me see it.
We'll get to that in a moment. But anyway, so I had the plan for what I wanted to do. Meredith helped with some of the like the details and what would make it more perfect. And then your wife helped set everything up. So it was really a group effort all out of the middle of my brain.
Yeah, it was really magical. Tell them when you
it's
did it.
It's still set up. Yeah, okay, so it's still, it was
from white. Christmas Eve.
So yes. I love Christmas. Mackenzie loves Christmas. Her like favorite
holiday.
Time of year is Christmas. Season. The whole season of Christmas, and then her favorite service, or at least one of them, is the Christmas Eve service because it's very
it's like one of her favorite
close knit special. It's not like your your run of the mill service.
Yeah, really. Fire marshal's
Jesus.
Nightmare.
Jesus, yeah.
Very Jesus-y.
Little extra Jesus-y
little
that
extra
time
Jesus-y
of year.
This time
Let
of
your
year.
Lights a shine.
So we had to keep her occupied while, she couldn't know what was going on because the setup was happening during the service. Right. So it had to be people.
We told Dad to tell the singers to stay up on stage because he was going to do a short message, and we didn't want her to go to the back room. So like we sang a song or two and then Dad's like, oh, I'm going to do a quick message. I'm going to have you guys sing again and then we'll do the candlelight service. So we stood up there and my wife was in the back that whole time setting up. And then Meredith left and she said she had to go out for something and she went out and set up and then the service continued and that's what
so when the service was over, I went back there and my guys was that I was helping your mom with packages or whatever, which is pretty reasonable because that, mm-hmm. it's a somewhat of a regular
occurrence.
It's the
season.
Yep. So I go back there and I see everything and it's way better than anything I ever imagined. And
good thing they did it, right?
Dustin's envision is like a big like roll of paper with crown. Will you?
It's spelled wrong.
No, it's like a
will you M A R Y me?
Question marks upside down.
it's like Dwight's party where it says it's a you were born or like you know. Like, it's your birthday.
It's your birthday, period.
Yeah.
It's your birthday.
That's a statement of fact.
Do you want to do this?
So will you M-E-R-R-Y?
It's like I found a deal on I found the name Mary, and it was cheap.
Still, like, got, like, the Dollar General sticker on it. Anyways, we had these candles,
Mary with the
this candle, like, runway going up to these Christmas trees that were filled with pictures of me and her, and then leading up to the trees were also other pictures of me and her, but they were framed. And then in the center of the middle Christmas tree was a big neon sign that said, "Will you marry me?"
Yeah.
And on a different tree had an ornament that said, "Will you marry me?" That was the
thing. Did you even have to say it?
What'd you say?
Well, did you just like, did you just like sit there and just point at the sign?
Uh-huh. Huh?
And the end result was?
She agreed. To the terms and conditions.
Yeah.
There you go, Dawson.
She agreed.
She didn't read all the fine print.
Did
you know,
she say, I agree?
Contract negotiations have begun.
That's confirm.
That is, it's awesome. So it was pretty good. It's pretty cool.
And in turn, for offering.
You get a cook.
I got the notebook. She doesn't offer to cook.
Yeah, so I knew. I've known that you were getting this for like months.
Dude.
And she was like, "Promise me you're not going to tell him." And I was like, "Why would I tell him that?
It'd really be the worst."
It's just like, "Oh, I got you." Yeah. So she texted me asking about questions, like which one to get. And you actually got a newer version than the one I have because she was going to buy the same exact one, but then the website was like, "We're about to discontinue this because we're going to come out with a new edition." So I was like, well, I don't know if the new edition is going to come out by Christmas, but if you want to risk it, like, you might as well do that. So she waited. Then she's like, what canvas, like, what should I get for the pen? What should I get this? Da, 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 da. And I was like,
what is it?
So it's a super note. You can tell them what you got for Christmas. Go ahead.
Yeah. So David got, when did you get this, David? Like August?
July. My birthday.
Is this Kindle based?
You can put a Kindle, like Kindle on there, but it's not Kindle based.
It's not an Amazon product, but I did download, you can download the Kindle app off the App Store and also use it like a Kindle.
Yeah. And like you can like write in the pages and stuff like that. It feels like a pen on paper when you write on there.
I have not seen Dustin when I have seen him. When my eyes have seen Dustin since Christmas, I have not seen him
without it.
Without it,
I love it.
I was just
going
to keep going.
She's like, how many ways can I phrase this?
There was one hand that always had that in it.
And it was me.
No,
I don't have to stand, so it's like.
Yeah, you were last.
Yeah,
you got
that. Yeah, dude, I love mine. Mine is awesome. There's different like things that I've been finding out that I can do with it, too.
I'm like slowly figuring stuff out over time and like messing with it and trying to figure out all the different the stuff that it does.
So dude, one of the things I've noticed is.
Dustin would appreciate this.
One of the things I've noticed is that you have like a drawing artist file thing on yours. Mm-hmm. Like, I can draw pictures on mine, but it doesn't have, like, its own category of drawing things on there. But, yeah. No, it's definitely.
This is pretty cool.
Isn't that thing awesome?
I don't know how it's not more widely advertised.
It's definitely a niche product. Like, yeah, it's not. Cool. Have I even talked about mine on here?
I know I've said it before. What did he
the
like?
Church bought me a pen for this. This
is yeah.
For, it's for him. Pass it on. Don't repeat.
So, actually,
yes.
This thing.
Step four was Cam, not me.
The only time I think
repeat step four was Harrison.
Yeah. Hey, this is what Harry wrote down.
The biggest laugh I've ever gotten out of Cameron's dad. Was we were at teen camp and I was showing this thing
so
off
funny.
And I was like, dude, I can't believe
really professional with all your tablets out here.
I said, dude, I can't believe I got this.
We're on a podcast.
Your book.
My guerrilla warfare book
where he fights gorillas. And I'm showing like all of the different
source of funding for guerrilla warfare is donations or illegal activities or taxes. My taxes are supporting guerrilla warfare.
What is this book?
What is this church?
Hey, dude, what?
Sounds like a church.
Sounds like our podcast. Yeah. The guerrilla warfare is like, hey guys, you want to know how to start a guerrilla warfare?
So, Harry, you might appreciate this. So, I'm showing this thing off to Cameron's dad, and I'm like, yeah, I got all my messages on here, all my notes, whatever it is. Feels like pen on paper. I love it. I love the way it feels. I've been preaching out of it, and he goes, well, he's like, can you preach at it? Out of it wherever you go, because you know technically it's a tablet. You know some people don't like that kind of stuff. And I said, way ahead of you. Look at my screensaver.
Everyone, shout out to the
it's a combination.
David, I gotta ask, how do you do that? How do you change the screensaver like that?
I can show you after.
I have not figured that out.
I can show you after.
Yeah.
Can we get a honorary sniff because we've missed it.
I did one earlier. I got to go back.
Did
and find
you?
It.
You got Easter egg. The classic
Easter egg.
I want to. I want to.
Can
you record some for us so we can implant?
I even got a folder.
It's just us talking. Then you hear.
Just say,
podcast.
What are your thoughts about that, Harrison? Just like a sniff. I did one earlier in the episode. I did it and I stopped breathing. Like I hope Cam didn't notice. So tune in around the two-minute mark.
Oh, speaking of Christmas gifts, I already gave Cameron and Harry theirs.
Yeah.
And by gave cool. Harry Harris, I mean we mailed it to him because I didn't know when I would see him again.
It's so awful.
It does be like that.
Nikki put this together. Specifically, Nikki did.
You don't wear that blue thing.
Yeah, no.
Oh, you don't?
No, but there's a shirt there for your future wife.
I don't know what it is. I can't wait to open it.
Just open it.
The shirt's for your future wife.
One side. You don't have to open it. You can see it on the one side.
And the thing in the little blue bag is for you.
I didn't get one of the things in the blue thing.
You didn't
in the
give
mail.
Him a tie bar?
No, it didn't go in the mail.
It didn't come in the mail?
No.
I'm gonna smack my wife.
Go no, beat your wife, dude.
Come on.
All right, I got a Christmas gift for everyone,
too.
That's why I
won't be here for 3 months.
No, it's not.
No, just
did it actually come in the mail? And you just threw it away because you didn't know that. It was supposed
no,
to be
it just
shirt?
Came as a shirt. I didn't mean to guilt trip your wife, but since you're already doing it, you might as well just guilt trip her really hard.
I'm going full force. Yeah.
Just let her know that it was really hard to record because of all the tears in my.
Yeah,
it's hard to watch the Michigan game. the salty sting of the tears in my eye right now. It stings more than the Febreze earlier. All right.
I said, Harry says he didn't get a tie clip and the tears are falling off his nose.
Yeah. They're making,
and
it's
she
not
said,
pretty.
Well, we've got a couple hours before they finally get off.
Are you ready for
your
That's Christmas cool, right?
gifts. Yes, this is so cool.
Are you ready for your Christmas gifts?
Oh, you got us Christmas gifts?
I feel bad now.
You don't, no, this, you don't feel bad. All right.
To be fair, I didn't get you guys Christmas gifts.
Are you
too.
Ready? Are you ready?
I mean, hit me with it.
2024 Christmas gift and new merch line.
Wow.
Oh!
It's not just a gift for us.
112.
It's a gift
Dustin,
for everybody.
Look at my gift.
I'm looking at it.
Technically, you guys earned them.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, they're Richardson 112. If you
Our
don't
first
want it.
Paycheck. Nice.
Yeah, how about the hoodie and the t-shirt, you idiot?
Of 2024.
Also, no more Ruth got a t-shirt and your father-in-law got a t-shirt too. So
2024.
Looks good.
Boom.
Yeah.
I'm going to keep
gonna model it for the camera.
It feel official.
Nice. Yeah, it's a Richard. Do you wear hats, Harry?
What's on my head right now?
Yeah, I mean, if you don't wear it, I'm going to sell it.
Only I'll split if only if I split the profits with you.
Yeah, well, it's all going right back to the account. So what we have, I bought 12. I have 8 left, and we're going to sell them for $30 a piece, and I'm going to try and make it back so I can make another 12.
Yeah.
So if we have 8 for sale for $30.
She said, Nikki says, yes, she did. I know I put it in there. Did he accidentally throw it out?
You probably did.
Oh, yes. I probably threw it out.
Anyways. Actually, he didn't even accidentally do it. He probably looked at it and goes, man, I'm not on that podcast anymore.
Yeah, so we're selling them for... $30. We have about 22
dogs
in them, so we're just trying to make our money back. I have 8 available. If you want one, email us at calmdownitsfine@gmail.com or message us through Instagram. I know I think a couple guys at the church want some too, and I'm not giving any away, so who knows if we'll have any left.
I'm not giving any away either.
Yeah. So.
Me neither.
Same.
If I sell them, sell all 8, we will put in another order. So. But yeah, they look good.
I'm a fan.
Yeah. Miss Heather designed it.
When are you getting your next set of couches?
Calm down is fine couches.
Yeah. Big emblem on it. Yours is kind of crooked, actually. You need to straighten that out or pick from the pile. Yeah. Oh, it's just how it's on your fat head.
You just got a crooked head, bro.
So
crooked head.
New Year's resolutions, anybody? Anything to... did any of us meet our resolutions from last year? You barely made it.
No, I didn't. I typically don't make New Year's resolutions.
We did on the podcast.
Well, yeah, I said I wanted 500 subscribers.
Did we make one?
We're not there.
Yeah, we got...
We're almost
too far.
Three.
Yeah.
Almost to three, which is fine.
I think I said we want to paid... we want to advertise... was it paid? Paid ad?
Yeah, but we got right. Brian Bates, so.
We got Brian Bates.
It was just...
Yeah,
it was,
Brian.
Was pretty epic.
Or you
epic.
Been Brian.
Actually, this reminds me. So I preached Sunday morning at the church,
uh-huh.
Mine, and
Sunday morning. That's a.
Well, game. It was Sunday school. Yeah.
So I did
Sunday school. I was filling in because Brother Mike's out of town, and I was preaching on a clean slate, New Year's resolutions, and stuff like that, and I was preaching out of John 21, and I said when the disciples came back to the shore, they found 4 different things, and the first point was fire.
Oh, missed the wide open guy. Go ahead.
They found a fire, and I start talking about how
messing around with.
I was talking about how Christians need to get their own fire for the Lord, right?
Uh-huh.
And the New Year's resolution was to be on fire for God, and I said this phrase, which apparently was the most. It was the biggest thing anybody got out of my message. I said, if you build a man a fire, he is warm for a day.
Uh-huh.
But if you set a man on fire, he's warm for the rest of his life. And big hit there. So
very good.
So what did David preach on? Set him on fire.
Funny.
No, but other than anything else exciting happened? You enjoyed your Christmas and your New Year's?
I did. I feel like I will never need anything ever again for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, a wedding to happen would be nice, right?
Well, I meant like tangible physical item.
You don't feel like your
weddings are pretty physical. I was like,
it's all systems rigged.
Yeah, I wasn't there in spirit at Harry's wedding. I physically was there.
Yeah.
physically.
And Cameron's. I was
not thrown up in the air by the spirit.
I was in that Cameron's wedding. I was in Harry's wedding.
That was such a good time. Everyone look at Dustin.
Huh? Didn't you say you had something for me?
What?
Did you text me?
And say, that thing?
Yeah, you said, I have something for you or something.
It was probably this.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I bought that like months ago.
Do you guys want to take a quick spin before we close out the podcast?
Don't look at the expiration date.
I never do.
Are we doing like the just a recap of like Christmas stuff?
Well, what did we just do? What'd you do?
I'll just do one more thing, I guess. Yeah, we were doing. I'm surprised you guys don't do Omni Night, by the way.
Is
we
that had the next
that.
One?
That was.
Yeah, because we're always gone. Like, I've been gone. Really? We used to go to North Carolina to my mom's family. And so we don't do that anymore. So we always leave right after.
John Travolta right Santa.
Yeah.
So Omni Night's pretty
plus,
legit.
For years, I didn't have anyone to bring, so there's no point in me going. Yeah. We have kids to bring now, but
you
I
went
just,
like when you're back when you were single. Remember we were bowling for like hours and hours?
Yeah, I was trying to woo my wife.
And there it worked.
And there, that's where it was.
That's where it was. That's how you won her over, was bowling?
No, but yeah. I did go with intentions of. If she's there, I'm definitely going to talk to her.
Yeah,
because I had preached chapel a couple weeks before, and we had a good conversation. And I was like,
she was giving you notes on what to correct.
No, she was just talking to me, and I was like, she's not running.
Do you think it worked?
Huh? So then I showed up at Omni Night, and then I also went to graduation. Yeah, because Harrison actually. Yeah, never mind. Here's no,
so we did the Omni Night.
Yeah.
And I realized the appeal of staying up till 3 a.m.
has gone.
Has gone.
Has lost its fervor.
I don't even remember what 3 a.m. looks like.
So we were there.
I don't know.
And it was good. You know, you're all a whole bunch of teens. One of the kids from our group got saved. That was a blessing.
Oh, that's awesome, man. Yeah.
And then, so I had like four monsters in my car. And I'm driving the venue. There's going to be four venues. So like, I'm just going to be pounding a monster every venue. And like one of the... So Abby Smith, who's Mike Smith's wife, he's like, Harrison, where's your wife?
Just refer to her as Mrs. Smith.
Mrs. Smith. Mrs. Abigail Smith.
Yeah. Just Smith, like, Mrs. Smith.
Mrs. Why Smith. Just Mrs. A. Smith.
She doesn't need an identity.
Was like, Harrison, where's your wife? I'm like, oh, she's up in New Hampshire still. He's like, I've never seen your wife. I'm like, well, no, what I'm doing is.
She
like,
doesn't exist.
I'm like, no, she does. She's died to my quote. She exists. Don't worry. So like, so what I'm doing is she's spending, you know, if she were here. Then I would be neglecting her by staying up till 3 a.m. with people away from the house.
True.
But instead, what I'm doing is I'm being a good husband by neglecting her, by allowing her to be at her family
right.
while I'm away.
Yeah.
So see, it's how you look at it.
Exactly. It's and all about perspective.
So, yeah.
So angles. I'm being a good husband by staying out till 3 a.m. Right. while she's spending time with the family. And then like two venues in was like indoor soccer. And I said, you know what? I might still got it in me to play indoor soccer. I had indoor soccer.
Second venue. I headed back to New Hampshire.
So I had, I was like three monsters in at this point. Like only had like a meatball sub all day. And I'm there. I'm like, I'm about to go on the field. I'm like, why
what
is my heart just like totally like, why am I like actually shaking right now? Like this is,
why am I so anxious?
Why can I see, like why can I like, smell why, colors?
I'm like, why am I so anxious? I'm like, oh yeah. And like, as soon as I get out there, I'm like, oh, this is such a bad, bad decision. And we won two games and it was a max two. So we had to go off. I'm like, yeah, I'm not doing that again. So then I'm like, let me just go like, you know, not necessarily dry heave, but like, you know, go like catch my breath for a while.
That stuff's rough.
Your
man.
Body was saying, water?
Yeah.
Water? Water?
That's right. I don't know if I've said this on the podcast before, but one time me and George, my friend George, we went to the gym to work out and we took pre-workout and then we walked into the gym, but we heard basketball being played.
Felt like it was on fire.
We heard basketball and he was like, hey, instead of like
literally racing,
he was like, instead of working out, you want to go play basketball? I was like, yeah, let's do it. So we threw on our shoes. We went, bro, the end of game one, I thought it was going to explode. Yeah. I was like,
yeah,
like it was so bad.
If I don't sometimes it, I can't track it. I guess sometimes I have like a Yeti, whatever, and I'll fill it up
with pre workout
with coffee in the morning, right? And I'll drink it.
Hard.
And if it, I guess it's on the days that I don't eat breakfast, when I drink my coffee, I will be like 9 o'clock or 10 o'clock, and I'm like super anxious and like trying to like, and I'm like, I haven't drinking any water, and I just had straight 32 ounces of coffee. Yeah, so it is important to really drink water.
Thankfully, I was playing all like ninth graders, so it was pretty easy to hit them against the wall.
How old are you? 12?
I think my caffeine intake might be too high because I'd
hit him against the wall.
If I drink, normally I don't get affected, but if it's 5 in the morning and I drink a big old thing of coffee, I'm like, like I have to drink water.
I don't drink coffee, so I don't have that issue.
Yeah,
I love coffee.
That's gross.
Drink a pre-workout every morning. Want to
talk about my house.
Every morning, if you don't work out?
No. Well, not the mornings I don't work out. But all the... So, like, five or six days a week, I have pre-workout in the morning.
Yeah.
And then after that, like, probably a collective, like, I don't know, like 9 cups of coffee. Like a
12, what? Like, what, dude?
Not like a,
what?
You've got like a 12-cup coffee pot.
Why did you say that? Like it was a normal thing to do.
Nine drinks.
Maybe that's why your caffeine. Maybe that's why your body doesn't know the difference. 9 cups.
You drink like, 9 cups of coffee.
I fill mine up like at 4, and it fills up my 32 ounce. Not 32 ounce. Whatever it is, the Yeti.
Yeah, I drink more than that, buddy.
And pre-workout.
Yep.
How are you alive?
And, like, how much water? Oh, like, Jesus. A ton of water, too, right?
Yeah. Water's the biggest thing. If you drink
dude,
a lot
that much
of
coffee
water,
in pre-workout, bro.
You're drinking, like 2 milk cartons of fluid
now,
of stuff
for the gym.
I didn't have coffee today. I'm out of coffee.
Right, you just
now
have,
but
like...
Typically, that would be my...
How many
is that why you were super late to the podcast? Because you were lagging?
No. I feel pretty good.
Hmm.
That's wild, bro. That's he just threw coffee. 9 out there like it was like,
I have 9.
Everybody does that.
Well, like, I mean, a lot of people drink a pot of coffee a day.
Hopefully you make it to the wedding. Probably die before then.
Nah.
Or either that or he's going to have about 40 kidney stones between now and then.
Nah, that's hydrated.
Yeah, you got to really break it up. You got to confuse your body. Start making one. Whoa, whoa, whoa. The dam has broke. Here comes water.
Every time they start making flush the stones, the river just flushes them out.
Flush them out before they build up. Yep.
Oh, man. Hey,
were you on my side on the granola crunch car of choice?
The what?
The granola.
The granola.
The what?
Yeah, the country? Liberal lesbian mom car. Lesbian car.
Oh, you mean the Subaru thing?
Yeah.
No, he was on rally car.
Well, I mean,
I'm getting a Subaru.
Is it more rally car or more like liberal? The stigma of Subaru, not rally, not like
we're rally car.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a lot of Subarus.
It's gonna be wrong.
I can
but
tell you,
three
not
of us are wrong. Apparently,
they're definitely more of the runner types. They're more the shiesty types.
You watch videos of Ken Block. Rally racing, it'll change your mind.
I know who is Ken Block.
Ken Block, well, he's passed away now, but he was like the world's predominant rally car racer and drifter.
And have you heard of a Hoonigan?
Yeah, he had a deal with Subaru for a while, and that's
Hoonigan.
Yeah, that's his
is that
brand.
Who it is? Hoonigan.
Hoonigan is a racing brand.
Yeah,
but
I've
it's
seen
like
the hoodies,
but
I don't know what it was.
Hoonigan.
I've seen
Hoonigan.
That. I thought it was like Hoodlum.
Hooligan.
They make like stupid powerful cars.
Yeah, dude, you watch his videos and you're like, I didn't know cars could do that.
Mm.
But
are you getting a race car are you getting a Subaru to race or to
he dropped it.
To
just another
crunch
car.
Granola.
Another car.
To race.
It's for Ruth.
Are you getting an Outback?
I don't know what it is. I'll be honest.
Get a WRX.
It was 500.
Yeah.
It was 500.
Inline 4 twin turbo.
Though, so.
Is she cutting her hair and dyeing it pink?
No, I think she's shaving half of it instead.
Yeah, that's good. That's good.
We start simple here.
All right. Well, hey, let's end this episode.
Do you want to do a quick round of these hot sauces?
Let's do it on the next one.
Round.
Let's start the next podcast discussing Ken Block and all he's done for America and the world. Look here.
This man, dude, right that here. Was the quickest.
Oh, that thing I saw
in
that
Ken
before.
Block's name, I pray. Amen. Dustin.
I saw that before. That was pretty crazy.
What is that, him driving?
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is rally racing.
Is he dead?
He's dead. Now.
Yeah, but not
how'd
from,
he die?
I think.
I don't remember.
I'm not sure
how old was he?
He's a little older. That he wasn't old by
it's
any
like a guy
means,
reading
I can't appreciate a man who dies before his time.
But like,
shows weakness.
So, like, with rally racing, you have a navigator in the passenger seat and then the driver. Because the driver is just focused on keeping the car on the road. And he's listening to the navigator tell him the turns coming up, how deep the turns are. What?
He died this year.
Coffee.
At 55. A snowmobile accident.
Hmm. Huh. What a way to go.
I mean, on top, I guess.
What
y'all
a way to go.
Y'all being silly, I'm still going to send it.
How did he die? And you guys are such avid followers, and you're just like, it's like, yeah. Oh, he's dead. And you guys know the exact details.
You're not real disciples.
I
wasn't a disciple.
Like, you were like, we said the name Ken Block, and Dustin put his hand up in the air. Like,
he starts speaking
him,
in tongues.
And he's like, I think he's dead.
I knew he was dead. I didn't know how.
I wasn't sure.
I didn't know how.
2023.
Yeah, 2023.
You're like the Joseph.
This would be bigger news.
You're like the Joseph Arimathea of Ken Block. You're a disciple in hiding.
Yeah, he's like, I'm with you, but I'm gonna keep my pension. So, you know, we tight.
You just like watch videos of him racing, and your brain is like, how is he doing that? Because it doesn't make real sense.
That's exactly what my brain did when you said 9 cups of coffee and pre-workout.
How did I know? He was
what else did we do? Oh, we went to go see the Christmas Story at Sight and Sound.
Cool.
Yeah, we did that. That's another thing we did since last time I've seen
you guys. We were in Lancaster. We went to the Tabernacle. They built a life-size tabernacle, as it was the dimensions in the Bible.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's really cool. Where the outlets are.
What is this?
Oh, that sounds neat.
It's really cool. It's been there for like 30 years.
I had no idea this thing existed.
When I was a kid.
It's crazy. Yeah, we went this time.
We're going again in March to go see Daniel, so maybe I'll swing by.
The thing that blows my mind the most about that...
It's only 35 minutes. Like, you go in there and sit down, they walk you through. It's like an audible thing walks you through it.
Yeah, typically we make a day out of it. We'll like go to Shady Maple, and then we'll go to the play. Right. So I think maybe we'll just tack that onto the schedule.
It's really neat, and it's definitely like... just looking at it makes you think. And like with the inner court, with it being like solid gold, how on earth did they move this thing around?
Yeah, dude, like, but what's so nuts is there's like, I mean, there could have been 2 million people.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the reason you didn't know about it in Lancaster, you think you would have seen it. It's not big at all. I drove up to the building and I'm like, where is this thing?
Yeah.
And it was just out back.
Did you wash your hands in labor?
I took the fat from my calf, and I just walked in, offered it up.
Okay.
Said, YOLO, take this out.
Sneak a bite of that showbread.
You know what's crazy? I preached this a few weeks ago, probably a little longer than a few weeks ago. Anyways, you know when I'm saying this because in the tabernacle there was the veil, and they showed the veil and described it, like that was between, that separated the holy place from the most holy place where the high priest could only go once a year. Well, in the New Testament, when Jesus dies on the cross, it says, you know, the sky went dark for 3 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's just like an insane thing. Like, it was 12 to 3. 12 o'clock to 3 o'clock, no lights. It's never happened. Like, in recorded history,
it happened then.
Like, it's recorded, but that doesn't happen. You can't explain that away. A solar eclipse doesn't do that, whatever. So that's weird. Everyone's standing there watching the guy who claims to be God. That happens. And then the lights come back on, and there's a earthquake, and the rocks rent. Okay, that's rocks breaking, just splitting in two.
Right.
And so everyone's sitting there, this guy claims to be God, lights are gone for 3 hours. Think of how long 3 hours is, and then it comes back on, and then there's a humongous earthquake, and then it says the temple veil was rent in twain.
Yeah.
Well, I just figured, you know, it's... You know, it's not, it's just, it's like a, just curtain.
No, that, them things were
70 feet tall.
Right.
By 60 feet wide.
Mm-hmm.
And that, the temple one was 4 inches thick.
Yeah, those things
were
thick.
And in between it was animal skin, leather, layered, and there was a new one made every year. So this wasn't something that anyone could have done. No one could,
right.
There's no way. And it just... And it split from the top, not the bottom. If the earthquake had done it, it would have done it from the bottom because the earth would have separated. But it split from the top, which there's no logical reason. But all those things happen, And people are still like, yeah, we crucified a man.
So the one guard is like, surely this is the son of God.
But all the Jews are like, we're too far into this. We got to keep
going. Yeah,
the one soldier, because I had a thing I said a moment too late.
Yeah. So my point was, they had the veil in there in the tabernacle, which wasn't as big as the one that was rent, but it had the thickness and everything was the same. And I just went through that. So it's really cool putting your eyes to it and seeing. It's insane. So, but 2 million people, and it's God dwelt in the midst of them. What are you doing? God dwelt in the midst of the 2 million people, and it was just like a little tent. And so you see when David said, you know, I'm dwelling in this house, and the Lord's in a tent, mm-hmm. you know, down there, and it literally is a tent. Like, it's tiny. It's, I mean, the inner court in the holiest, the most holy place is smaller than my house. Like, tiny.
Well, I mean, it didn't have to be that big. Only one guy was allowed to go in there.
Right.
No. So, it's not like they needed. It's not like it was standing room only.
God isn't
like a
flashy.
Studio apartment.
We'll do the podcast over here. Let's send this one out. Harrison, you're due to give the gospel twice.
Not in this one episode, but.
I'm eating Cheez-Its.
Did you want me to do the outro? Music?
No.
All right, go ahead.
Just right now?
Yeah.
After the whole video?
Invitation there's one, without the piano.
Okay, without the piano. We're going to play. I thought Dustin was playing it.
Play ball.
After bad eyes are closed. We're talking about the temple. There's one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus.
Hi.
The only way to get to heaven. Not by good works, not by being a good person, not by any other things, but through Jesus Christ. Trust Him, believe in Him. New year, new you. I was saved December 31st, 2008. God totally changed my life when they started the year. Best way you can start your year, if you don't know the Lord, you don't have a personal relationship with Him, start today.
Amen.
Awesome. All right, guys. Peace out.
Hey there, comrades. Thanks for tuning in to the Calm Down It's Fine podcast. If you liked what you heard this episode, be sure to like and subscribe on YouTube and share that link. We want to get the episode out. We want as many new listeners as we can, and we want the old listeners to keep coming back. So be sure to like and subscribe. Find us on social media at CDiff Podcast. If you want to donate to the show, you can find the link to do so in the description below. So thanks again for tuning in, and we'll see you next time.